In this bulletin, Australia ramps up travel advice for Japan as the number of coronavirus deaths worldwide increases. Police clash with a newly reconstituted Haitian army in the country's capital. And in cricket, Victoria crumbles on day one of the Sheffield Shield match against Queensland at the Brisbane Cricket Ground. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Australia has updated its official travel advice for Japan due to concerns about the spread of coronavirus. Travellers are being urged to monitor their health and follow the advice of local authorities in Japan. Currently, 47 Australians are receiving medical treatment in Japan after testing positive to coronavirus or COVID-19. Another 170 have been flown back to Australia after evacuating the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Yokohama last week. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, says the country is prepared for international developments.
In Australia, there is no community transmission of this virus at the present. There is no reason for people to feel concerned at present, but we are certainly aware of the international developments. And of course, because of the risks posed by international developments, we are preparing as a nation. We have a global pandemic plan, which is based on our pre-existing and long practice pandemic influenza plan, and we are certainly preparing as a nation for every eventuality.
Seven evacuees have been tested positive for COVID-19 since their arrival in Darwin, with six sent back to their home states for treatment and the seventh being transferred today. The remaining cruise ship passengers will be quarantined at Howard Springs for at least 2 weeks. Looking overseas, and three coronavirus deaths in Italy have forced officials to cut the Venice Carnival short by 2 days. The country has 152 confirmed cases of COVID-19, the highest across Europe. Meanwhile, Turkey, Pakistan, Afghanistan and Armenia are temporarily closing their borders with Iran due to the coronavirus fears. Iran's death toll stands at 8, the highest outside of China, with a further 15 new cases confirmed, bringing the total to 43. South Korea has seen seven coronavirus deaths with about 760 cases confirmed. Major political parties are clashing over climate change policy following Labor's commitment to a net zero emissions target by 2050. The Liberal government has described the commitment as reckless and silly, as the plan does not yet include costings or economic modelling. Greens leader Adam Bandt fears pursuing net zero emissions by 2050 could be too late.
We need strong action by 2030, and we need a plan to get out of coal and a plan to transition to jobs in new kinds of mining and renewables, not to politicians squabbling in the corridors.
Mr. Bandt has introduced a new bill to make coal, oil, gas companies pay for the damage their products have caused Australians, just as asbestos and tobacco firms have done in the past. His legislation would make fossil fuel companies liable for environmental damage and pave the way for damage payments to survivors of the recent bushfires. Hannah Clark and her children have been remembered in a moment's silence in Parliament. The tribute comes less than a week after Miss Clark was murdered by her estranged husband, Rowan Baxter, along with their three children. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says all of Australia's government and the judiciary must reflect on how systems fail to protect Hannah Clark and her children. The leader expressed the sentiment in federal Parliament today following 1 minute silence. Greens leader Larissa Waters says more funding for frontline services is needed.
So we will have a period of silence in the Parliament today, but what we really need is for the Prime Minister to stump up the funding so that frontline services don't need to turn any women or children away. We've had 9 women murdered already this year, and we had 61 last year. This problem is getting worse, and the services are having to give the assistance that those women and children deserve.
Shots have been fired and tyres burned in the streets inside the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince, as off-duty police clashed with the newly reconstituted Haitian army. Police timed the protest for the first day of Carnival, a celebration in the lead-up to Mardi Gras, to criticise the government's spending priorities, with officers demanding better pay and conditions. One local says he supports the protests.
We're in the streets to say that we don't want Carnival, and we demand that the 5 police who were fired be given their positions back. And we say that today it is over. It is over and we need a new government once and for all. The Haitian people need to live in solidarity, in peace and security.
Victoria has crumbled on day one of the Sheffield Shield match against Queensland at the Brisbane Cricket Ground. The Vics made a bright start before losing 3-8 to reach 3-79 at the end of the elongated rain-affected first season. Rain delayed play for more than an hour after Victoria reached 7 without loss over 4 overs. Now look at tomorrow's weather. Possible storm showers in Perth, 33. It's sunny in Adelaide tomorrow, 29. A shower or two for Melbourne, also 29. Fine weather for Hobart, 27. It'll be partly cloudy in Canberra, 31. Fine weather in Wollongong, 25. Much the same for Sydney, 28. Partly cloudy in Newcastle, 29. A shower or two in Brisbane, also 29. Showers, 31 for Cairns. And 34 degrees in Darwin, where it'll be partly cloudy. I'm Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.